Okay, today's Daf Samach Hei, and we're actually on Daf Samach Hei. We're on four lines from the top. We're discussing whether or not, the Gemara was discussing whether or not a child, someone who's a katan or a katana, when they reach a certain age of maturity, they are able to be kona something by themselves. The question is, can they be zocha something for somebody else? So we said, no, they cannot. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, I have a question on that, that a child cannot. We had the similar question yesterday. Masir Rav Avia. Rav Avia said, Ma'arimin al Maiser Sheni. You can make a trick about being poda Maiser Sheni. The halacha is, that if you want to, when you have crops, so some of it, right, a portion of it goes to the Kohen as Truma, 10% goes to the Levi as Maiser Rishon, and then 10% of whatever's left, you have to take to Yerushalayim and spend in Yerushalayim as Maiser Sheni, and eat it in Yerushalayim as Maiser Sheni. Sometimes it was very cumbersome to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there, so you were able to be poda it for money, but then you had to pay an extra fifth. However, if you're poda somebody else's Maiser Sheni, then you don't have to pay that fifth. So people would try to get someone else to be poda their Maiser Sheni, so they can take the money to Yerushalayim instead of the produce. It's much easier taking cash than taking produce. And they wouldn't have to pay the fifth. So the Mishnah says in Maiser Sheni that you can do that. You can do that. You're allowed to trick the halacha, so to speak. Right? Ma'arimin is from Harama. You can trick the halacha and you can have somebody else be poda your Maiser Sheni, so you don't have to pay an extra fifth. Ketzad, how do you do that? Omer Adam Labito. You tell your children who are adults, or your Evid Ivri, or your Shifcha, or your Amma Ivriya, they're Jews, right? Here's the money, I'm leaving the money on the table, and you go and be poed to the Maiser Sheni for me. And whether or not you learn that, it's irrelevant. The point is, there's no Chomesh. So I get my Maiser Sheni taken off. I get my Maiser Sheni redeemed for cash, and I don't have to pay the fifth. But that's not the point. The point is, who'd you get to do this for you? You got your child who's an adult, or your Amma Ivriya? So wait a minute. Hi Shifcha Hechidami. What kind of Amma Ivriya is this? Eid is Bay Cyrus, if she's already 12. My Iriya Boy Gabe. What you doing by you? There's no such thing as a 12-year-old Amma Ivriya. Now, unlike an Eved Ivri, you can stay till Yovel. There's no such thing by an Amma Ivriya. Well, the minute she reaches puberty, the minute she reaches Shtei Cyrus, she goes out. Ella what? Ella Lav, Dulo Isya Beis Cyrus. She doesn't have Beis Cyrus yet. She's still a Katana. Fine, then she's an Amma Ivriya. Good. But, then what's going on? Obviously, you see from here that a Katana can be Zocha something for somebody else. She's taking the cash on behalf of her master. So you said before that a katana can walk down the street and pick up an item and keep it for herself or himself, but not to be zocha for someone else. Hey, you see a beferish mission in Maaser Sheni that a katan could do that. A katana could do that. So the Gemara says, no. Hacha ma'iskinan, you know what we're talking about? The Maaser b'zman hazeh d'rabbanon. No, it's only Maaser b'zman hazeh, which is d'rabbanon. So, of course, a d'oraisa would never allow such a thing. Why? Because a katana cannot be zocha for somebody else. We're talking about here, it's Maaser d'Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, V'Amma Ivriya B'zman Hazeh Mi'ikah? Such a thing as Amma Ivriya B'zman Hazeh? No such thing. V'Tanya, Ein Eved Ivri Noeg Ela B'zman Sheyovel Noeg. There's only such a thing as an Eved Ivri when there's Yovel. Eved Ivri is tied to Yovel. Why? Because if an Eved Ivri said, I will work La'olam, it meant till Yovel. So if you don't have Yovel, you can't even have the dinam of Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri and Amma Ivriya go hand in hand. Yovel is irrelevant for Amma Ivriya. All we care about is when she reaches the age of adulthood. But because this is the parsha of Eved Ivri Amma Ivriya, we need Yovel. So what do you mean Bizman Hazeh? This case would never happen Bizman Hazeh. It's not such a thing as an Amma Ivriya. The Gemara says, you're right. Ela ba'atzot she'enu nakav d'rabbanan. You're right. It could have been the times of the Beis HaMikdash. It could have been Bizman HaYovel. But nevertheless, the produce was d'rabbanan. How? It was in a flower pot that was not attached to the ground. flower pot that, that did not have a hole in it, it's not considered nourished from the ground. So it actually brings up a very interesting question. Are you allowed to trick the halacha? So here... Huh? Are you allowed to trick the halacha? Here we said you're allowed to. You're allowed to get away with paying an extra fifth, right? How? Having someone else take bimafrish, your bipode, your ma'aser sheni for you. Is there any other cases where we allow such a thing? Yeah? Where? Yeah, like what? I have two cases. Two cases where we're going to circumvent the halacha by doing a trick. Two cases. One is by, they're not like such, don't worry, they're not such a... It's not such amazing things that you're going to save yourself so much money. They're not. One is by Tfilas Kalim. The halacha is, if it's Friday afternoon, it's a machlokes when we allow this. The Mechaber says, if it's a Friday afternoon, you wouldn't have a chance to be told via Kalim. You really want it to be told with that Kalim. You're having company. You really wanted to serve it. But it's not Toveld. So the halacha, the Mechaber says this. You can give it to a guy and then borrow it back from the guy. So it belongs to a guy. We said, if something belongs to a guy, there's no tefillas kelim. Right? When you go to a hotel and there's a glass in the bathroom, you're allowed to use that glass to drink. It doesn't belong to you. I wasn't toivel, it doesn't make a difference, it's not yours. So you can give it to a guy and then borrow it back. Give it to him by matana. By the way, can I borrow it back? The Rama says maybe, the Taz maybe says, even if it's not a Friday, but or not a Shabbos issue, but you there's no mitzvah. Or the mikvah is inconvenient, that's already, do you take that kula so far? That's one case I found. And the other one was, there's a halacha, that when you see the korban of Yerushalayim for the first time, you have to tear kriya. So when it comes to losing a relative, nobody would ever do this. But when it comes to the korban of Yerushalayim, so the Mo'adim Uzmanim says, there's a trick you can do, give your clothes to your friend. Say I'm giving my clothes that I'm wearing to my friend. I'm going to borrow them back, on the condition that he doesn't let me rip them. So I'm not allowed to rip someone else's clothes. But I'm not allowed to do that. So they're mine. It's not mine. It belongs to my friend. That's another way you can get out of it. I'm sure there are more. I'm sure there are more cases where you could do this kind of stunt. What are you saying, my yontif? That what? No. But that's improper. To bring the truma through the window so it doesn't see the front, that's improper. These could be totally proper. They're just a trick. This is a mishnah that you could do this. You could have your daughter or son or eved be poed to the truma, the meiser. Right? It's legitimate. We're not talking about to go against halacha to do tricks. Right. Right, so I saw already somebody asked, why don't we say the same thing we said yesterday? That anytime they made a Xer Dorabana, it's Kein Doraisa. So
are there any Doraisa places where you can...
Right, there are no Doraisa places where I think this is allowed. But there's some asked by the Tefillah's Kalim, but Tefillah's Kalim is a Doraisa. You're being Mafkia the Kali from Tefillah. So the answer is, that's a red herring. You're not being Mafkia. This Halacha, if you want to use this Kali, you have to be Tovel it. That might be a Doraisa, it's a Machlok, it's very good. But that doesn't mean I can't give anything to a guy. That's two separate statements. Okay. Next. Amar Rava. Rava said, Gimel Midos Bikatan. There are three different levels of age when it comes to a katan. We alluded to this yesterday. Tsrar Vizarko Egez Vinotlo. If you give him a nut, if you give him a stone, he knows it's a stone. Throw it out. Throw it in the garbage. If you give him a nut, he's old enough to realize, hey, this is, I can eat this. Now, Zochel Atmo, so that if he walks down the street and sees a gold watch, he can pick it up for himself. But Ve'ein Zochel Acherim, he cannot pick it up for somebody else. He doesn't have enough das for that. The Kenegdon Bekatana, what's the comparable case? What's the comparable age for a girl? The age is Miskadeshes L'Miyun, whether or not she can be Mekudesh for Miyun. Miyun is Mid'oraisa, only a father can marry off a Katana. Midaraisa, a father can marry off a katana. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan said that a mother or her brother can do it as well. However, before she reaches the age of 12, she's allowed to say, I don't like this guy, I'm leaving. And it's as if they were never married. It's not a get. The whole the whole miyun, the whole marriage is undone. We assume, the Gemara assumes, that girls that are under the age of 12 cannot have children. So there'll never be a child from this marriage because they can't. So the whole marriage is undone. However, what the Gemara is saying here is there's a certain minimum age that you could do that, that miyun will work. A 2-year-old girl, 3-year-old girl, 4-year-old girl, there might not even be a stage of miyun. They might try to even be old enough to do miyun. Miyun means I recognize who I'm married to and I don't like it. My mother did it, but she had no power midaraisa to do it. Only midarabanan. So I can leave. What age can she say that? This age. Younger than that, she can't even say I want to do miyun. It's not even a marriage. It's nothing. They're living in the same house. It's not even a marriage. There's never even miyun. Why? She's too young. What age? This is the age. Hapu'utos, an older age, young children. Mekhan mekach, umamachmon memchar. The sales are good sales. The purchases are good purchases. The sales are good sales, right? If an 8-year-old kid walks into a grocery store and buys a loaf of bread, that's a good sale. That's a good kinyan. Bimetaltalin, only by metaltalin. By land, we never allow it. Ukinegdon, and the age of a girl, ibikatana, by a girl, is misgareshes bikadushe avia. She's old enough that if she's married by her father, a midda oraisa marriage, she's old enough to receive the get. We said yesterday, we're going to say it today, I think, that the only time a get will be chal is if when the get is given, the girl, the wife, does not return. Which is why a shota can't get divorced, because she doesn't leave. She comes back. That's not a normal, but she's not normal, she has problems. So someone, it says, v'sholcha mibetza, she doesn't return. So a shota, someone who, unfortunately, they return, they don't stay away. They don't have the das to stay away. So too, a katana, that's below a certain age, doesn't have the das to realize that she got divorced. Therefore, there's no divorce. What's the age if she realized it? This is the age. Higiyu la'onos nedarim, when they reach the age where they're in the parasha now of nedarim, which is 1 year before they become bar and bas mitzvah, for boys it's 12, for girls it's 11, then nedarim nedareha neder vehekdesh on hektish, whenever they make a neder, it's considered a valid neder, and whenever they makdish something, it's considered hektish. By the way, this is just another example of how the Torah is so mocked on what people come out, what comes out of your mouth. It's another example. He can't daven for the yom of this boy. He can't shake a lulav. He can't blow shofar. Yeah, but when he says something should be belong to the Beis HaMikdash, it works. When he makes a neder, it works. Is that chuliv mitzvahs yet? Yes, but you're old enough to realize what comes out of your mouth is important. It's another example how the Torah is so mocked on what comes out of your mouth, right? It's another example of that. If you needed another one, there's another one. Ukinegdana, what's the corresponding age bikitana from a girl? Choletzes. She's old enough to do chalitza. The halacha is you cannot do chalitza on a katana, on a minor. If she's old enough that she's this age and she's heavy shtei sairis, we assume that at this age already it's a determination of adulthood, not some abnormality. If a 7-year-old girl has shtei sairis, we consider it an abnormality. If she's already 11 and has shtei sairis, we consider it adulthood. Now she can get chalitza. Velimcha, now, very interesting halacha, which is not really for this masechta, but it applies in Baba Basra. Velimkar benichse aviv, if you want to sell nichse aviv literally means the possessions of your father, ad shehei ben esrim, you have to be 20. Why do you have to be 20? Tzvik machlok is what this means. Many hold it means only by land that's family Yerusha land. You want to sell that? We're not allowed. 13, yes, even though regarding all mitzvos, it's when you're 13. But this is more than just mitzvos. It's also, you have to have a little business sense, a little business acumen. You have to be a little bit more mature than just being chayiv in mitzvos. After all, you're going to be selling land. You want to wait till you're 20, not because of the halachas. You're going to get conned. You're going to get gypped. So when you're selling land, especially if it's inheritance land of your family, you're going to lose it now till Yovel or whatever. We want you to be a little more careful what you're doing. We make you wait till 20. We don't want you to jump at a deal. It's a bad deal. We make you wait to have a little more maturity to also be a little more in the market to know exactly what you're doing. So we make you wait till 20. Okay? So now the question becomes, why is it so I don't have an answer. I saw the Rashba asked this question. So why is it that we so machmir on the first day of Sukkot? Don't give the lulav to a cotton. Because if you give it to a cotton, he can't give it back to you. So after all we said today, why can't he give it back to you? Why can't he give it back to you? He's old enough. He's 12 years old. Didn't we say that when you give it something to a cotton, he can even give it back? We had said, yeah, yesterday. You ask him for something, he'll give it back an hour later. He's smart enough. A little kid doesn't realize that I'm not giving it back. Old enough, they realize. So why can't you give it to a cotton? I don't know. All right, next Mishnah. Ketana sha'amra, a ketana that says, Hiskabeli giti, do me a favor, go accept my get. Be a shliach to accept my get. The halacha is, ain't a get, ad shiagia get liyada. There's no such thing. A ketana has no power to make a get. She has no power to make a shliach. So when she tells Reuven, go be a shliach to get my get, that's an irrelevant statement. So when Reuven says to the Baal, I'm here on behalf of your wife to receive your get, he'll laugh at him, and then he'll say, like we said this already a few days ago, what I will do is, I will make you my shliach to bring it to her. That I'll do. And that'll work, because we said, right, the Baal wants it to happen, and whatever it's going to take for it to happen, right, all the details, he doesn't know so much, doesn't care. I want it to happen. That can happen. He'll turn Reuven into his shliach, and therefore, ain't a get, actually a get, liyada. The get doesn't work until she gets it. Lefikach, therefore, imarts abal lachzor yachzor. If the Baal on the way that Reuven's coming to bring her the get decides to change his mind, he's allowed to change his mind, because the get's nachal till it reaches her hands. She'ain katan osa shliach, because a katan can't make a shliach. Ve'im amalo aviha, but if the father says, say, v'eskabel lebiti gita, the father says it, then im ratza lachzer, lo yachzer, he can't retract. Ha'omer, if someone says, tein gedzel le'ishti b'makom ploni, give me, I want you to divorce my wife only in that city. Because in that city, they don't make fun of me. In the other city, they make fun of me. So I only want you to do it in that city. If you have to wait for her to come to that city, you have to wait. Because in that city, they like me. I don't want to be embarrassed. It's only over there. V'nach nula b'makom acher, and he gives her in a different city, puzzle. It's puzzle. The Rambam says, if the husband says, I only want you to give it in her right hand, and if he gives it in the left hand, it's puzzle. On the first floor, not the second floor. All that you can name the case. It's exactly what the Baal says, it has to work. If not what the Baal says, it doesn't work. Harei he b'makom ploni. But if the husband says, by the way, she happens to be right now, she's in Chicago. Right now, he wasn't saying it has to be there. He's just letting the shliach know you're going to travel around the whole country to find her. I'm telling you right now, she's in Chicago. Go there, you'll find her. Then v'nasklo b'makom acher, but he bumps into her somewhere else. He bumps into her in Baltimore. Then kosher, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because he wasn't exactly saying has to be. He was just saying that happens to be where I think she is. Also, ha'isha sha'aber heskabel ligiti b'makom ploni. So too, if a woman says, I want you to accept my get for me only in a certain city, the kiblu b'makom acher, and she accepts it in a different city, the shliach, puzzle, it's puzzle. Why? Because the shliach didn't listen to the instructions of the wife. Rabbi Lezer machshir. Rabbi Lezer says kosher. Why does Rabbi Lezer say that? The Gemara will explain in a minute. Habali giti makom ploni. But if the wife says, by the way, it's a good chance that my husband's over there in that city, so if you go there, you'll probably bump into him. V'havila makom acher, but she brings it from a different city, kosher, it's kosher. So we'll just read the Gemara and then we'll talk about it. Rabbi Lezer, Maishna Reisha, Delo Peligi, Maishna Tsefi, De Palig. Why does Rabbi Lezer say that by the wife it's no good? It's very simple. Ihu Dimidaita Migaresh Kapit. The husband's in the driver's seat. He's the one who's giving this get. If he says he only wants the get to take place in New York, it's only taking place in New York. Ihi, the wife, Tabal Karchim Migaresh, she's being divorced against her will. She has no right to say, I only want the get to be delivered to my shliach in New York. The whole thing is against her will. She can't dictate terms. She has no right to do that. Maramakom hulo. She's just saying, okay, that's there it is. There. Maybe there's where he is. There's where I like it. She has no power to say that. So, quote Rabbi Elazar, if she says, I'm only going to be accepted again in New York, and the Baal bumps into the shliach in Boston, doesn't make a difference. They can give it to her in Boston. She said. It's a good she said. She doesn't have power to say anything. And therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, it makes no difference. Yeah. Yeah. We had it. Yes. You could put it even in her chutzner. Right? Here, I'm putting it on the kitchen table. That's it. You're divorced. You could do that. Midaraisa. Maybe not Darabana. But you could certainly force her to get divorced. Midaraisa. Midarabana, maybe not. Because he still holds it, even though it's true that it's Bal Karcha, she still has the right to say, she still has the right to dictate where it'll happen. That's all. Now the controversy on this is the Rambam. The Rambam says something so fascinating. He says as follows. Listen to this. It's in Vav Perek Vav Halacha Tes. He says, Kitana ain't a osa shlich lekabala. She can't make a shlich lekabala. Even though her chatzah, but she can't make a shirich lekabbalah. Why can't she make a shirich lekabbalah? So our Gemara said, why can't she make a shirich lekabbalah? Our Mishnah said, the reason she can't do it is because a katan can't make a shliach. A katan can't make a shliach. A 10-year-old girl cannot make a shliach, right? What does the Rambam say? Mipnei she-shliach kabbalah tzaruch edim. A shliach lekabbalah requires edim. The ein ma'edim ala katan, and we don't have edis on a katan. She ain't ben das gemura, because it's not a ben das gemura. Right? Exactly. Now, Gemara never said such a thing. Our Gemara said the reason why you can't make a shliach for a katan, the reason why a katana can't make a shliach, no such thing as shliach is by a katana. Rabbi says no, it's because of edis issues. Says the Ravid, classic Ravid, Omer Avram, Zehatam Eilo Tam Velo Reach. It doesn't smell like a reason, it doesn't taste like a reason, that's not a reason. Ella Atem, Gam Atem, Lerabos Shluchachem. Right? That we say by Truma, that Atem, you Gam Atem, and that's how we learn Shluchos. Ma Atem B'nei Das, Af Shluchachem B'nei Das. In order to make a Shliach, you have to have Das. In order to appoint a Shliach, you have to be an adult. The shliach and the one who appoints that shliach both have to be das. The Ravid says, I don't know what on earth the Rambam is talking about. The Magid Mishnah says, same result, no? It's the same result. They both come to the same conclusion for different reasons. The Lechem Mishnah says, absolutely not true. What if there's a case where you don't need Edim to appoint a shliach? For example, taking off truma or paying a debt. Right? I don't need to appoint Edim for that. Yes, to get divorced, it's a Dor Sheva Erva, I need Edim, we said yesterday. But to appoint a shliach to take off truma, I don't need Edim for that. So according to the Rambam, it would be good. A 10-year-old person can appoint a shliach. But according to the Ravid, it would still be no good. She's not an adult. The Rambam in Hilchas Shutfin in Beis says, black and white, that a katan can't make a shliach to pay off debt. Why? Because he's a katan. So why over here does the Rambam? Why over here does the Rambam say this? It's a funny reason, because no aid is on a katan. Why does Rambam say that? He doesn't even hold it himself. So the Pnei Yeshua says, the Ksos also says, since a woman has the power, even a katana, if she's old enough, since she has the power to accept the get, doesn't have to be given to the father. She has the power to accept the get, right? I would think she has the power to appoint a shliach, irrespective of the fact that she's a katana. So the Rambam was forced to give a different reason. No, it's a different problem here. You're right. When it comes to the regular rules of das, a katan can't make a kinyan. No matter how smart they are, they can't make a kinyan. But they could accept a get. So maybe the rules of getting are different. They're different. She can accept a get. How could a cotton accept a get? A cotton can't make a kinyan. How can she accept a get? How could a 10-year-old girl accept a get? The answer is, Torah said. So if the Torah said that, maybe the Torah can make she can make a shliach too. So the Rambam says, no, I need a different reason now. You know what the different reason is? It's Aedis problems. Aedis problems. That I don't have. We never allow Aedis for a cotton. We never allow Edis for a katana, and since a katana has to appoint a shliach in front of Edim, she can't do it. That's what the Pnei Yeshua and the Ksos say. But you have a better, no good answer? What?
Right.
Right. That's what I have to say. What?
just putting a lot into that line of the Mishnah.
Yes, you are. Yes. But we've done that before. Okay, next. The next Mishnah. Havali Giti Ocheles Petruma. If she says to a shliach, go bring me my get, and we said yesterday, we said it on Friday or Thursday, she has no ability to say, bring me my get. She can't say that. What she means to say is, go to my husband and have him make you a shliach to bring me the get. That's what she means to say. And if she says that, then the shliach, the get's not chal till she gets it. Therefore, havali giti, bring me my get. So now the shliach is going to go and beg the husband to write a get, and she'll bring it back to the, he'll bring it back to the wife. So all that time, she's still married. So until the get reaches her hands, ocheles betruma. She's allowed to eat truma if she's not a kohen in her own right. Doesn't make a difference. She can eat truma by the power she's married to a man, to a kohen. So she can eat truma until the husband shows up, till the shliach shows up. Because until then, she's not, she's married. But if she tells the shliach to be a shliach lekabbalah, to accept my get for me, I know he wants to divorce me, then asur lechol truma miyad. She has to stop eating truma right away. Because the minute the shliach gets that get, she's divorced. Even if it's in California and she's in New York. Right? Why? Because the shliach is an extension of her. So the minute the shliach gets it, it has to stop. Hiskabeli giti bimakom ploni. If the wife says, accept my get in New York, ocheles betruma, she can eat truma, ad shiagia gela osamakom, until the get reaches there. The Gemara is going to say, wait a minute, but we said that it's not even a good get, because she has no... Well, the Gemara will ask that. Ocheles betruma, ad shiagia gela osamakom. Rebbe Lezer osamiyad. Rebbe Lezer osam immediately, because according to Rebbe Lezer, she has no... Same achlokas. Because according to Rebbe Lezer, she has no power to dictate where the get can be given. So the minute she says, accept my get for me, no matter where it is, she's going to be divorced. Therefore, she has to stop eating truma right away. According to the Tanakhama, she does have that power. The get doesn't become chal until it goes to that city that she said. I think it means the minute she says it, because we assume it could happen at any moment. What's chazaka that what? Yeah, someone asked that question. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Right, so Tosafot says it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. We'll be machmir here, it's a chumrah. Okay, says the Gemara, the Gita Miyahava. Wait a minute. This isn't even a valid get. But we said in the previous Mishnah here, right? The previous Mishnah said that Lo havigita, it's not a good get. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha de amrole, here's what she said. Hiskabali giti b'masa machasya. Accept my get for me in that city. That's where my husband always is, or usually hangs out. But the zimnin sometimes, the meshkachas le b'bavel, sometimes you'll find him in different places in Bavel. V'hachika amarle. This is what she tells the shliach. Mishkal, regarding the giving of the get, kol hecha de meshkachas le, wherever you bump into him, Mishkale minei, take the get from him, wherever it happens to be. Mishkale gita, take the get from wherever it happens to be. Lo have ad dematis lamasa machasya, but I don't want it to be chal until it reaches mata machasya. So therefore, the get could be given in any place in the world, but she doesn't want it to be chal until it reaches mata machasya. That we're saying is good. That's a good, according to the Tanakhama, that's a good instructions. And even though the get is given earlier, it's not chal until it reaches the Matzah. So she's allowed to eat truma until it gets to that city. No matter where it's given, because she doesn't care. Rebbe Lezer Oser Miyad, so Pshita, Tahamar Makum Hulo. That's Pashat. Didn't Rebbe Lezer say this already? He already said his Shita. The wife has no power to make instructions. Why does he have to repeat himself? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha Da Amrele Zil Lemizrach. No, you know what? You want to divorce, you want to be a Shliach for me? Only go to the east. He's only in the eastern part of the city. To Issi B'Mizrach. That's where he is. I'm not giving you instructions. I'm just telling you that's where he is. The Ka'azel L'mayrav. But he went westbound. Now, Ma'ud Tema, I would think, B'mayrav Hu Ha'lese. He's not even there. He's not there. Kamash Malan. It's a good get. You know why? Dilma Bahadir the Ka'azel. Because maybe at the time he was leaving Migaz Goyes Bay, he bumped into the husband, the Avla Gita, and he gave him the get. I'm not exactly sure what the Chiddush is. I'm not entirely sure what the pshita is and what the chiddush is. So why is it so pashut? It is pashut, but so what? The Mishnah many times repeat the pshitas. And the answer to the pshita is also not such an answer, because what's the answer? Rabbi Elazar holds that the wife has no power to say instructions because she is not in the driver's seat. She doesn't control the... So what she's saying, I would have thought that if she says, by the way, you want to give him the get, of course I'm not in the driver's seat. But happens to be, he's in that city. So go there. And then the sheikh goes to a different place and bumps into the husband and gives it to him. So I would have thought it's no good. Why would I have thought it's no good? Kamash Walad is good. Why would I have thought it's no good? I don't know. Shvar. Next. Pshita, it's Pashat. No, I'm sorry, I said that already. Ha'omer l'shlucho. If someone says to a shliach, Arav li b'tomorrow, I want to make an Erev, so you know what? Go get those dates and make the Erev out of dates. V'Erev lo b'grogeris. And he uses dry dates. Tomorrow's a date. Right? V'Erev, someone told me, you can always, Tamar is also the name of a woman, and a woman is someone who you date. So now you know that Tamar means date. And Te'enim are figs. Now you'll never forget that. That's where Reisman's Ha'ara. Tamar is someone who you date, and Tamar is a date. You'll never forget that now. So Tamar are dates. And Grogers are dry dates. So he used the wrong fruit. The guy said, what? Dried figs. That I don't have a simon for. Rabbi Arskel said it. So you were told to use dates. You used dried figs. You used the wrong thing. Or begrogros, he told you to use dried figs. The ear of love tomorrow, but you use dates. So tani chad the iruv or eruv, tani idach any iruv or eruv. One said it's good, and one said it's no good. So it's a stira. Two different brides that say two different halachas. Amarabba lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Harabbanan, harabbi Elazar. The same two people regarding the get are the same. It's the same machlokas really. Ha the rabbanan the amar kpeda. Rather rabbanan hold that a husband is makbid. Right? When a husband says, I only want to be divorced in that city, he's makbid. For whatever reason. In the happens to be by Gittin, the reason he's makbid, the Mepharshim explained, is because in that city he's not embarrassed. In other cities, maybe he's embarrassed. But it doesn't matter the point. The point is he's makbid. So he's makbid regarding the get, and he's makbid regarding what fruit he's allowed to be used. He's makbid. Ha, Rebbe Lazar, the Amar Mar Makom Hilo. According to Rebbe Lazar, a woman's not makbid. She's not in the driver's seat. And that issue of not being makbid is not so focused narrowly on Hilchas Gittin when she says, I only want to be divorced in New York. She doesn't have any power to say that. What she really means is, that's fine. So too over here. The guy's not mocking what fruit is used. He just said, you want to use dates. You don't want to, it's also good. He doesn't care so much. He's not a mocking person. Same machlokas.
Rav Yosef Amar, no, Hava HaRabbanan.
It's not true. That's a machlokas issue by Gittin. And of course Rabbi Elazar here would say maybe the guy's makbid. Just because a woman has no power to appoint the shliach where she wants, a guy's not makbid at all. What fruit he used? No. Kan b'shal chaveiro. One's talking about it was yours. So if you say, by the way, do me a favor, make it Eruv. There's my fruit. The guy cares? The guy doesn't care. But when the guy said it's no good, the bride said that it's no good, is talking about where it is specifically someone else's fruit. If it's someone else's fruit, you have no power to use the fruit the guy didn't appoint. You go ask your friend, listen, can I use some of your fruit for an Erev? Yeah, use the figs. Use the dried figs. If he said, use the dried figs, you can't use the dates. It's not yours. He said, use the dried figs. That's why if you use the dried figs, it's good, and if not, it has something to do with that pada. If is that true? Va'ela ha'detanya amala shlucho erev lo b'migdal v'erev lo b'shovach. Go make the go do it in the tower, and he does it in the bird's nest or b'shovach, or he tells you, I want you to do the erev in the bird's nest, the erev lo b'migdal. Tani chad the eruv erev, tani idach any eruv erev. So one bride said it's good, one bride said it's no good. So the Gemara says, Hasam my shalav shachaver ikah. Who cares? The guy cares where he does the erev. Oh, I only want you to do it in the bird's nest. Why would the guy care? What does the guy care? So obviously that distinction about whether it's yours or someone else's doesn't apply in the case of where it's going to be. Why should the guy care?
It should be any different than the guy saying to his wife, he's going to get in the right hand, he's in the left hand.
Because the Baal's in the driver's seat. He's in the driver's seat.
And he gives the guy to make the shot.
What? So he says, can I make an Erev in your property? Yeah, go make it over there. What, only over there? Why would the guy care about that? It's just a mar machum. By the way, the space, you want to do it there, do it there. You found another place on my property with a space, do it there.
Nobody obviously cares.
So we're assuming he doesn't care. We're assuming he doesn't care. So what's going on? So the answer is no, it's wrong. It's not that he cares, it's not the space. No, in a chanami, nobody cares where it's going to be. Ikka hasam, hasam nami ikka pre midmigdal upri de shovach. No, it's not where, it's the fruit of the shovach, or the fruit of the tower. In other words, you ask your friend, can I use, I need some fruit to make an eruv. Yes, go take my fruit from the tower. No problem, go take that fruit. Did he allow the other fruit? Of course not. He said, go take that fruit. Where? We're not talking about where. We're talking about the fruit, where the fruit is. We're changing the price to say that. Now, same issue. Say if it's yours, maybe you don't care. But if it's someone else's, you have to be mocking what the guy said. Next. Homer, if someone says, kisvu get, write a get, v'tznu, and give it, l'ishi, to my wife, gerusha, she's gerusha, or garshuha, divorce her, kisvu igeres, write a letter, v'tznu la, and give it to her, hare elu, all these cases, yichtavu v'yitnu. You have to write it and give it. All the mefarshim ask, how can you say that she should write it and give it? Are you giving something that does dover shalobo la'olam? It's not in the world yet. How could you do that? So the classic answer is, because since it's biyado, you have the power to go do it right now, you can give it even though it's davar shelo olam. But if you use funny words like patruha, she's putter, parnasuha, support her, asala kanimus, do what's normally done, asala karoi, do what's right, lo amar klum. Those are not lashonos of divorce. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, shalchuha, send her away, shafkuha, free her, tarchuha, another lashon of freeing, hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. All those are good. All those are good. These are actually words that are in a get today. But patruha, bipater, parnasuha, asla kinimus, asla kawai, lo amar klum. Tanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, patruha, devar of kovin. If he says patruha, that we do listen to that. That is the lashon of get. But pitruha, lo amar klum. What's the difference? Amar Rava, Rabbi Nassan debavlohi. He was a Babylonian. He was dayik being patruha le patruha. Because in Aramaic, patruha without the yud in there means to divorce her. So therefore it's good. But he said, Pitruha, that's just a lashon of potter, that means nothing. It wouldn't be good. But Tana Didan, Devar Eretz Yisraelhu, lo dayak. But that's if you speak Aramaic. If you only speak Hebrew, that would never be in your head at all, because you have no idea what that means. We have no different. We know that Rashi is a davuk, a dogush. We don't know any of that stuff. So if you makbid on that, then it'll be a good lashon of get. Most, if you're not, then not. Our Mishnah was not. Ibarlahu, what about Hotziyuhu, Mahu? What about send her out? Or azvuha mahu. All right, I want to forsake her. What about those lashonos? Hitiruha mahu. She's mutter. Hinichuha mahu. She's alone. Hayiluhu mala. Let her go up. Ma asula kedas mahu. Asula kedas mahu. So we don't know any of the answer to any of these. Pashim yachad except for Natanya. Asula kedas. Asula kenemus. Asula karai lo amar klum. If you use those lashonos, our mission says that's no good. So at least that one we could answer. What about the rest? We have no answer. What's wrong with hotziyuha? He said, oh, tzihu, go out. Doesn't the Pasuk say that? So the Pasuk says that Balashon tzivui, right? The hotzi, she'll go out. That doesn't mean that if you use a lashon of get out, I want her to get out, write for her to go out. Is that a lashon of a get? What is that? So the Gemara leaves it with a suffix. The Gemara leaves it with a suffix. So, all right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. Either one.